Okay, good morning. This is Sister Mona. I just pray that your sister that's listening today is doing well. Let's go ahead and pray. Father, I just ask for any sister that's listening today that this teaching just really helps her have a clarity and understanding in her trials and also with the bigger picture in terms of Bible prophecy. Ask all these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so going through Isaiah 33 in the book of Amos, talking about times of judgment, how dangerous they can get, and the need to walk more perfectly in the Holy Spirit, because He's the one that's going to be protecting you, okay? And the understanding that once you do walk more fully in the Holy Spirit, you're going to be persecuted, and understanding Bible prophecy is really helpful in understanding persecution in your own trials, because it's the same basic principles, okay? So looking at the Nebuchadnezzar statue, the four kingdoms that begin at the fall of Judah and then continue all the way until the revealing of the Antichrist and return of Jesus, okay? Now, looking at it from Daniel chapter 2 and then Daniel, I think it's 7, okay, where it's first the gold and then the silver and then the bronze and then the iron with the mixed feet, okay? And then looking at it again with the four beasts, it's revealed in a different way, okay? And then more specifically in detail in Daniel chapter 8, okay? Just having read through this vision where he sees a ram on the east and then a goat on the west, okay? And and it says here, and then this is later in the same chapter, it's explained to Daniel exactly what the ram and the goat are, okay? This is Daniel chapter 8, starting at verse 19, okay? This is where Gabriel comes and talks to Daniel and explains the vision directly to him, okay? It says, and he said, behold, I will make known, thee known, what shall be in the last end of the indignation. For at that time appointed, the end shall be. The ram which thou sawest, having two horns, are the kings of Media and Persia. Okay, so he just flat out tells them exactly what the ram is. Okay, and Media Persia is that second kingdom of silver, and that's the kingdom that Daniel's living in at that current time. Okay, and then also too, towards the end of the Old Testament, Ezra, Esther, all of them are under that kingdom, okay? And the rough goat is the king of Grisha. And the great horn, and the great horn that is between his eyes are the first king, okay? So it's explaining the next kingdom, okay? And the next kingdom is being explained as a goat, but things come out of the goat, okay? So you've got this horn, and then it breaks, and then it turns into four horns, and then again another horn, which is the last one is the Antichrist, okay? It goes through a series. But this king of Grisha, which comes against the ram, okay, is Alexander the Great, okay? And this is just a really simple little history overview. Alexander the Great comes from the West, okay? And he's Greek. Okay. And he goes through and he conquers all this land. And one of the ones that he conquers is Media Persia. He comes and overthrows that kingdom. Okay. And when you see the goat, okay, first he comes up, and then out of him and connected to him is this third beast, okay, where everything changes. Okay. And then you have the world power, which you see in the New Testament, okay, when Jesus is here, is Rome, okay? Now, and if you're not that familiar with history, that's okay. Rome and Greece are kind of like the same kingdom, okay? You have just kind of briefly from history, I don't want to get into it too much, but they're just kind of attached, okay? Greece just kind of turns into Rome, okay? Which is why you have Alexander the Great coming, and he, he's that first horn and overthrows the ram, okay? And then Rome becomes the main world power, which you see is over the Jews during the time of the New Testament, okay? I'll go and leave it there for today. Father, I just ask for any sister that's starting her day that she continually asks to be filled with your Holy Spirit, knowing it's only him that will govern her and take care of her in truth. I ask all these prayers you've always sent in Jesus' name. Amen.